The thing some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea now that other nations, like China, are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cubed.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Shall not be in fringe. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
As we go into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I don't know if we're having a problem with the phone lines or not. I got told by my board op recon that we're having somebody calls, and then every time they call, it hangs up. So I don't know. But the call-in number, if you want to continue to harass recon, 1-800-313-9443. In the last hour, I was talking about Megan Fox, who is a writer for Pajamas Media, and, you know, this is what she is. You know, she's a Christian conservative woman. She sings songs about the Second Amendment. And she leveled a complaint with her library board because she went to the library. And, you know, they have computers that you can use at the library. And apparently some dudes are going there and using the library computers to check out their porn. And then they're sort of acting out at the library. First of all, guys, can't you control yourselves at Orland Park Public Library? Can't you control yourselves? But I digress. Then the library board started using the police to harass her. Now, everybody's at fault here. Except Ms. Fox, because she pointed out something that any decent person would do. I don't want my grandchildren, going, or my children, although they're both taller than me now, I don't want anybody I know going to a library to check out War and Peace, going past the computer station, and seeing some Triple X website being... Why? How is that allowable? Why don't they have a filter on that? Anyway, it is allowable. It is being done. And so the library board started using, and the police gave, the police are complicit in this. They're going along with it. And they're breaking the law. They're breaking the disorderly conduct law along the way. And this is all okay. Ms. Fox continued to speak out at board meetings, and the library board began stacking the meetings with stooges and plants, including one unhinged man who continuously made personal attacks and tells lies about her during the meetings, even accusing her of working with Al-Qaeda and claiming he has called the FBI to investigate her. Because she's a mom in the suburbs who opposes child porn being accessible for men to arouse themselves and to act out at the Orland Park Public Library. The ACLU has declined to help her. The ACLJ has declined to help her with no explanation. The state's attorney's office has declined to help her. So no one's going to help her. And she's not going to quit. She's going to continue helping herself out and standing up to the tyrants at the library board and their goon squad police department.
It's interesting to note that a library board is doing this. You know, whenever, you know, you see the prototypical, what you think of as a librarian or a library, just the people that work there. Hey, the phones must be working. John in Tennessee, let's go. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I've got a question for you and then a comment. Have you heard about the 1,000 or so police officers, firemen in New York City that have been arrested supposedly for committing fraud, claiming a disability from 9/11?
I heard about that, but I did not hear the numbers.
Well, apparently, Bill, there's 1,000 or so that have drawn $200 million fraudulently, is what they're saying. But I found something interesting, and they normally only mention the facts one time, and it's always very early in the morning. Fortunately,
right.
I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
The fact was, Bill, that they are not going to jail for the fraud necessarily, I don't believe, or not being tried for the fraud, but they have all applied for concealed carry permits in the city of New York. Isn't that surprising that you've got a mayor that's against illegal guns? And because these people claim disability from 9/11, I guess on the form you got to say that you're of sound mind.
Well, I thought in New York City that police officers could carry guns after they're no longer police officers.
Well, apparently not, because they applied for carry permits, and I think that's where the rub is for these people. It's not that they're drawing the money, it's that they want a concealed permit, and now they've lied on their permit application, therefore you're going to jail.
Okay, what did they lie about?
Well, if I remember mine right, it is, have you ever been deemed mentally unstable or anything like that, you know? And if they're collecting money for mental anguish due to 9/11, then they lied on their forms. I think it's more that they want to go after people that want permits.
Well, I think it's they want to go after people that want permits too, but I also think that they have really lowered the bar if they're going to call that a mental health issue.
Well, that's what I'm taking from it. Like I said, I'm up every morning at 2 o'clock. You'd be surprised what you hear on the network news. But, Bill, you only hear it once, and then it's never mentioned again.
It's not for prime time, is it?
Well, then they can honestly say, well, we reported that 2:30 in the morning on Friday.
Sure. They just weren't counting on you being awake, were they?
Or listening.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll look into that. I had seen something about that, but it didn't mention any numbers about it. But
well, haven't mentioned anything more as far as their applying for permits. They only did it once, and I find it really strange that with all that's going on, there's an armored car with no front wheel. Anyway, I'll let you go. I just thought it was interesting. It would be worth looking into.
I will do that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the heads up. Stay safe.
Bye.
I thought in New York City, somebody on the chat room in the comment area of YouTube, Lifted 0422, I think he's from New York. If you're still there, can police officers carry pistols after they leave the force, even if it's due to, because that guy from the Department of Homeland, the local New York State Department of Homeland Security guy, he's had a stroke, and they say he's unsteady of hand, and yet he runs around carrying a Glock 17 with a laser pointer on it in case he needs to do a PowerPoint presentation. I wonder what would happen. I wonder. I wonder what would happen if we all called the Orland Park Public Library and asked when is the best time to come in and use the local computers for porn. How would we disguise our phone numbers? Anyone? We need some hackers on this one. That's what I think. Speaking about the applications for concealed carry, as they are in New York, Illinois is starting to take them. It's going to be interesting about that because the concealed carry applications in the state of Illinois outnumber the applications for Obamacare in the state of Illinois. We'll explore that a little further when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. And welcome back. See, I let that play an extended period of time so YouTube can recognize that and say I'm violating their copyright. Yeah, I'm being told to just use a burner phone if I want to contact them. Thank you, Patrick Metzger. Good shout out for you, buddy. Hey. In Illinois, they're not too crazy about President Obama's signature health care law, but they are very excited about being finally able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. The numbers signing up for the permits are outpacing the numbers of Obamacare applications, and it looks like the spread is only going to get bigger as the year progresses.
You know, and they just had, it was just struck down as unconstitutional, the fact that you can't buy a gun in Chicago. There's no gun shops there. How are you, and, you know, it was all pretty, it seems like pretty settled common sense law to me that if you're going to, if in order to exercise the Second Amendment, you have to be able to acquire a gun. Just after a federal judge shut down the Chicago ban on the unconstitutional ban on the sale of guns, they also reported that on Sunday alone, 4,525 individuals signed up for firearms permits. In the first 2 months after the Obamacare website was open for business, only 7,043 were enrolled in the not-so-affordable health care system. Now, including Sunday's total, 11,000 people have signed up because of an early application process that began December 18th, and that was open to firearms instructors. They're estimating between 350,000 and 400,000 people will sign up for permits to carry their handguns in public within the first year of the law's passing, and that's close to 1,000 people a day. Not all gun owners who apply for a permit will get it, however, as local police can lodge an objection to anyone they believe to be a threat to themselves or others. Five-year permits cost $150 for residents and $300 for non-residents. State police will have 90 days to accept or reject each application in which the person has submitted electronic fingerprints through the website. I may apply. I may apply for that. I was talking about this outrageous incident in North Carolina where a police officer entered while they were, after having a 90-pound teenager tased and on his back restrained, and then entered the third cop and he shoots him. Apparently that is Southport Police Detective Byron Vassie. He has been tentatively identified as a police officer who allegedly declared, "We don't have time for this," before shooting to death an already tased, restrained, schizophrenic high school student, Keith Vidal, in Boiling Spring Lakes, North Carolina, near Wilmington. A detective, he's on paid leave. According to Chief Dove, Detective Byron Vassie was placed on leave in connection to his involvement in the shooting, though Dove would not confirm if Vassie was one who pulled the trigger. He's been a cop at Southport since December of 2004. This is the first time he has been placed on administrative leave. According to the report, the first unit on scene was a Boiling Springs Lakes officer who arrived at 12:34 p.m. He was joined shortly after by two additional BSL officers, Boiling Springs, and a Brunswick County Sheriff's deputy. Yes, I did see that, 237. That is a disgrace. The first unit on scene reported a confrontation in the hallway, but told Brunswick County dispatchers several times that everything was okay. Unit 104 from Southport arrived on the scene at 12:48 and 41 seconds, 14 minutes and 41 seconds after the first officer there. 70 seconds later, Unit 104 radioed that he had had to fire shots at the subject in order to defend himself. I'm telling you, if this report is real, okay? And I saw this the other day. Does anybody remember that incident where a young black man was in a car accident and he saw the police coming up and he was so happy that he was going to get some help that he ran to them and they shot and killed him? Well, that one of those police officers has been charged. I don't know how many actually took place. It may have only been one. But somebody has been charged with manslaughter in that case. And this guy. Now, this guy, if it's Vassie, he should probably be charged with murder. Because it sort of sounds execution style to me. But that's just to me. golly gee. Yes, Vassie does need to, if, in fact, yeah, they're talking about a statue of Satan. They want to put at Oklahoma State Capitol Town Hall. Please don't do that, Oklahoma. Please. It's getting ridiculous. It is getting ridiculous. And, you know, the reason, what they'll do is they'll say, well, you're violating my First Amendment right. That's what they'll say. It's amazing how they apply the Constitution when it suits their purpose. I don't know if anybody saw this, but the 3D printed metal gun from Solid Concepts is now for sale. It's a little pricey, $11,900, but it's a historical gun, and it does actually work. It's made of Inconel 625, a nickel chromium alloy, and stainless steel through a process known as direct metal laser sintering. Procedure fuses layers of metals onto each other until the end product comes to fruition. They have to do a little bit of final polishing, but it requires no tooling after they printed it out. And that includes the barrel's rifling. This is how good they've done this. So far, with the one that they, their prototype, their first one, they're coming up on 2,000 rounds. Hasn't had a malfunction at all. There's 100 guns that are going to be sold, and they come with a wooden showcase box with a 3D printed metal plaque and a certificate of authenticity. They're also offering buyers a chance to tour their Texas facility to see their gun being printed and to join their lead additive manufacturing engineers on the range for the first test firing of their limited 1911 gun. My question about this pistol would be, if you start machining it to any degree, if you want to modified it anyway. It comes with regular notch sights. I can't stand those. So if I decide to change the sights, am I going to undo anything? That'd be my question. Oh, golly. All right. On to the next break. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Sir
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Here's a question for you. Now, everybody seems to... I've been doing the circuit, being on other shows with other people, talking about Obamacare and talking about how that is gun control. And... now, in the name of mental health, what the White House wants to do is absolutely defy the patient privacy rules. So in this preternatural example of tone deafness, you have an administration under fire for snooping into America's privacy, now proposing to waive federal privacy laws so psychiatrists can report their gun-owning patients to the government. Now, understand what this is, okay? This is not about a mental health patient going to a psychiatrist. This is about anybody going to a psychiatrist. The Department of Health and Human Services put up a notice of proposed rulemaking floated by the White House in a Friday media dump would waive portions of the Federal Health Insurance Portability and Accounting Act, or HIPAA, to allow psychiatrists to report their patients to the FBI's gun ban blacklist on the basis of confidential communications. The 1968 Gun Control Act bans guns for anyone who is adjudicated as a mental defective or committed to a mental institution. Unfortunately, under the 2008 NICS Improvement Act, drafted by Senator Charles E. Schumer, New York Democrat, and its regulations, that adjudication can be made by any other lawful authority. So this doesn't mean a judge. This doesn't mean a court. It can mean a single psychiatrist in connection with a government program. Read that to be Obamacare. Now, the number is reaching 175,000 of the law-abiding veterans that the lawful authority that has been the Department of Veterans Affairs psychiatrist, who generally will take away a veteran's guns by unilaterally declaring him incompetent and appointing a guardian over his financial affairs. Now, the findings, of course, can be appealed, but most veterans don't have the tens of thousands of dollars to hire lawyers and psychiatrists to do this. The problem hasn't yet become apparent in other areas, but you do have police and firemen on Social Security disability for post-traumatic stress disorder, Medicare seniors with Alzheimer's, and people who as children were diagnosed under the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Program with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and they will all ultimately face the same fate. Even a subsidized Obamacare policy might now make American participants in a federal program. So read this to mean this. If you're on Obamacare, if you're a civil servant, if there's some act that shelters you from certain things, you're in a federal policy. And the psychiatrist can just, you know, I'm reading this to say that if you show up and say, you know, I just want to talk to somebody. You're just seeking counseling. And if you have guns, well, you're in a federal program. You just made another list. The process of extending gun bans has already begun. One gun owner in a violently anti-gun state was placed on the gun ban blacklist many years ago. Or because many years ago, police, without the approval of any court, put him in a mental facility overnight. The facility found nothing wrong with him, but that didn't stop his state from recently turning him into the FBI. For a lifetime gun ban. No way back. Another case, a gun owner in an anti-gun state lost his guns because of a prescription for a psychiatric drug. You know what this is going to lead to. You understand what this is leading to. Now, will imposing gun bans on Americans who seek counseling keep us safer? What about these 175,000 veterans? Now, because they were veterans, before they lost their constitutional rights with no due process, the government had no problem issuing them fully automatic weapons and sending them out to patrol the streets of Baghdad and Kabul. This is simply a layer of the law-abiding Americans that they're trying to strip them away. And that's how they're going to do it, layer by layer. It's an onion for them. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services is protesting. The psychiatrist isn't going to turn over his notes to the FBI. Just an unsubstantiated finding that, in his subjective opinion, for unexplained reasons, he finds his patient dangerous to himself or others. The danger only need be minimal under guidance issued by the ATF and or the result of incompetence. And the psychiatrist is not allowed to say which it is. just that it exists. So on the basis of this subjective unexplained finding, the patient then thus loses their constitutional rights, apparently with no choice, with no path back. I've been in a deposition before, and when you're going after an agency the way I was, they go back and turn over things and ask you about stuff going all the way back to the time you were six. And if you ever said anything in confidence to anybody and a record was made of it, they find it. Whether it has any bearing whatsoever on what you're there for. Do you really think a hunter or a gun owner feels somehow less violated when, as a result of sharing his deepest secrets in confidence, his name is turned over to government as either a dangerous or incompetent person, and as has happened, a SWAT team is sent to his house to seize his guns? Then there's the practical problem that both the Constitution and the Brady Law give Americans a right to contest a gun ban. Now, how that is even possible under this subjective no due process system, how is that? The gun owner can pay for a second opinion and enter that psychiatrist's notes on it, on the record. Practically speaking, though, in order to exercise these constitutional statutory appeals rights, the gun owner is going to have to waive his confidentiality. And here's the choice that you're forced to make. Either forfeit your privacy or forfeit your guns. Now, combine this with the fact that in some parts of the country, efforts are being made to force, persuade, coerce psychiatrists to record patients whom they suspect could pose a problem or to report them, and it's clear where this is going. The safe course of action for psychiatrists will be to report more of their patients to the government rather than fewer. Now, everybody warned Health and Human Services and the president this would cause people to stop seeking treatment. And it will. It will. And I never like to get out there very much and talk about fairness. In this world, I don't think anything is fair. And if you have to exist under some sort of fairness, you've doomed yourself to failure. But what's going to happen here, I think, this is one of these pressures that keeps getting built up on us. And everything under pressure eventually pops. Last time today, I give it back to Republic on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. This is Lock and Load. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Well, Bill, you touched on one of the subjects that had me concerned for, since they started bringing it up, the government started bringing it up, and that's, you know, what are they going to do to people who have had medical conditions that required a psychologist, social worker, or some kind of mental intervention. And that has been something I've been worried about because I was diagnosed with PTSD. And I've been on medication, and I'm currently going through therapy. It helps a lot. You know, I have no outward signs of having any violent tendencies or anything like that, but some bureaucrat will look down on a list and say, oh, look, this guy has PTSD. Oh, look, he has guns registered to him.
That's right, that's right. It's a, you're only, the only thing they're looking for is those two things.
That's it.
Yep, that's all they're looking for. That's the only reason they're looking for.
And I can tell you from personal experience, worked in healthcare investigations, that all I'd have to do is pull up, just using the code, the diagnostic codes for pick a mental illness and write them, and I'll have everybody in that particular database with their names and all their pertinent information and everything like that. And there it is, and you just hand the list over. And they start doing their thing, however they want to do it. And, you know, doesn't matter that you maybe got divorced and were going through a tough time and went through situational depression, and maybe the doctor put you on some Prozac or something like that, and you were on it for 6 months, and that was 15 years ago, and now you're a happy camper, and no problems. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're one of the good boys, and did background investigations on you back 15 years and all this stuff, and trusted you to run big-time, you know, criminal cases and everything like that. It doesn't matter. Once you step out and are not covered under the umbrella, which has a lot of holes in it, let me say that, you're scum. You're back to being scum to them. In fact, you're probably more... I didn't have a gun in my house, not for fear that these guys, the government, would show up and create an incident. It got really hostile between me and the Bureau. So I made the decision to go unarmed because I felt it might be safer. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know where that, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to call my folks at Texas Law Shield about that. You're in Texas.
Yeah.
So, I need to ask a question about that. I need to call them and ask them about that. I do. But, I mean, you're exactly right. Wait a minute. I just had this up. What they're going to do is they're going to politically abuse psychiatry. And that's misuse of psychiatric diagnosis, detention, and treatment for the purposes of obstructing the fundamental human right of certain groups and individuals in a society. Which, read that to mean armed people. And that will cross all spectrums. Like you, John, you were one of them. You were one of the people doing the investigations and everything. And now you're just a regular citizen like me or everybody else. And so there is no protection for you or any of us out there. So they're going to do that.
And that's why I spend a lot of my time helping people. Because once they fire up the machine is made for the middle class. And let me explain that. Once they turn on the machine and it starts rolling, most people like us cannot fight them in court. We do not have the money. You know, it's like in my situation, I basically one day told him, I said, you want a piece of me? Come on, I'll tear you up in the courtroom. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. And the guy turned around to me and he goes, yeah, but I'll still have a nice house and you'll be in debt for the rest of your natural life. And
Okay.
What?
That would have been a defining moment for me, I think.
It was a defining moment. Look, my epiphany came in an interrogation room. When they tried to put the jacket on me, I had a defining moment. And they were turning around and using techniques. I looked at him and I said, you're using the Wicklander technique on me and you're not even good at it. Who do you think you're dealing with? I mean, these guys try to pin something on me that is so ridiculous. I received a death threat in the form of a letter bomb. that was put at my house. Now, I didn't go to Texas A&M. I don't blow myself up.
Right.
Okay, fortunately, it was a nurse. And I had put some people in prison. They had sort of a bad attitude toward me. We don't have enough time to go into it. It's an interesting story. But I was doing the right thing at the right time. I was doing and playing by the rules, Bill. Playing by the rules. And this is what I got. And all it would take would be some liberal somebody in a doctor's office to say, oh, he's getting treatment and he's got done. Oh, we ought to turn him in.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they put a bounty on it. Maybe these doctors, for every guy you find like this, will pay you $10,000 or something. Who knows what's going to happen? You know?
My mind has been spinning at about a million miles an hour while you've been telling me all this. Be sure and listen tomorrow to the show, John.
Alrighty.
Okay. Be sure and listen to the show tomorrow. But I'm going to let you go. I'm about to run out of time, and I appreciate your call.
All right. You take care, Bill.
Yes, sir. They're going to do whatever they think they can get away with. And most of what they're going to do is not going to have anything to do with any legislation. This is all going to be regulation. It's going to be rulemaking. It's going to be something between the Health and Human Services, the ATF, and they're going to draft the American Psychiatric Association, Psychiatry Association, whatever they call themselves, and there will be your axis of evil. And here's the problem with that. Now, I made a statement early on in the show, and I knew I was going to wind my way back to this one. Supreme Court does not exist to help New York out because they elected the wrong people. And they don't exist to help us out with this either. So what does this mean? This means that our means of peaceful revolution is slowly dematerializing in front of us. And we will have left to us what will be available. And that is what's coming. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. Remember very clearly, it's never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.